Hi, and welcome to another exciting Adventures in Charting Your Course podcast. My name is Jeff Moore, and I'm sorry we haven't talked in a long time, but we've been pretty darn busy here, and I want to try to bring you up to date on what's going on. First of all, we had our annual wine tasting. We had a pretty good turnout, drank a lot of wine and ate some good food. And more importantly, we just got a chance to talk about just about anything and solve all the world's problems. It's amazing after a couple of glasses how easy they are. But also, I should tell you that the pictures and all the evidence are up on the website. So if you want to see it, just go into the website and there's a nice section on it. The next thing, the day after the wine tasting, I jumped on a plane and took my vacation to South Africa, actually Botswana, and I went on a horseback safari. Now, I know what you're thinking. That guy's nuts. Why would he go on a horseback safari? Well, I'll tell you, I probably am nuts, but it was a great trip. And I'm going to really get into it on one of these days on one of these podcasts, because it was a life-changing experience. It's something to be said for getting within 15 feet of a lion when you only get a horse under you. Some people would say that's stupid. But I got back a couple weeks ago, and I came back to a building, and the building is totally under renovation. The outside is filled with scaffolding and safety nets and people with sanders sanding down bricks. And now the inside of our office is a bomb. It's about to be totally redone. We're going to have new paint on the walls, and they're putting hardwood floors in. And Ursula and I are trying to come up with a new office design to make it a little bit different for when people come in. We hope you'll like it when it comes out. Also, the elevators are out, so we're doing the stairs. We do three flights of stairs a day each way in the snow. And that's kind of a challenge. So if you're a client and you normally come in and you don't want to come in and do the stairs, there is a conference room that's open in regular hours. But if we can't do that, we can either do a Zoom meeting or we can do me coming to your house. Either way is fine. It works for me. And that's probably going to go right up through Christmas. So I think we're probably going to be on the road a lot. But it shouldn't affect how we do things here. Everything should still be just as good as it always is. So anyway, as we head into our Thanksgiving holiday, you know, after my trip, I'm reminded of a time that I had to go to Haiti when I was in the Coast Guard, and seeing how people lived there in Botswana, and seeing how people lived in Botswana and Mound. It makes me feel like how lucky I am that I live in the United States, and that we have what we have here. I think we take it for granted a lot of times. I know I do. But this year, the thanks I'm going to give is the fact that I do live here, and I live a very lucky life in a decent lifestyle. So it's a good thing being here. We don't realize how lucky we really are. Before I sign off with you, I just like to tell you what's going on in the markets. The S&P is still up. Year to date, they're at 16.6 returns. The NASDAQ's at 32.18. The Russell 2000 is still the dog. It's negative 1.92 for the year. Foreign stocks are doing just under 7%. The top three return sectors, it's still tech. Tech is coming back. They're at 48.23% for the year. But communications is right behind them at 46. And then consumer discretionary is at 28. The three big dogs for the bottom are utilities at negative 12, real estate negative 4.5, and healthcare negative almost 6%. So the market has made a nice comeback. And I think going into next year, where it's an election year, I think it's going to be fairly positive for the year. I don't think we have too much to worry about, but we'll see. You never know. But on behalf of Ursula, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great weekend and you're safe out there. And I'll talk to you hopefully a lot sooner than this time. Take care.